Hi, we are the ASM Behind the Scenes podcast. My name is Jin Yao.
I'm Ximena.
And I'm Sergio. We're three seniors at ASM.
In this podcast, we will explore the lives of upper school staff members and alumni with the hopes of bringing you fun stories about high school, college, and life in general.
We'll be releasing an episode every week on Fridays.
If you have any cool ideas for future episodes, feel free to email s23142@asmadrid.es. But before further ado, let's get into it.
What's up, guys? Today we have Pedro Suarez, who isn't a teacher, but a 2019 alumni here from ASM. Could you introduce yourself a bit and what you study and what college you go to?
So, hi, yeah, like you said, I graduated ASM 2019, the last year before COVID. I just graduated this year, last year, 2022, in a Bachelor's of Industrial Engineering and Management. I did it in Bremen, Germany, in a university called Constructors University. And after graduation, I decided to move to Frankfurt to start a master's degree in data science.
Damn, nice. All right,
cool. So our first question is, what is your favorite high school or college memory?
So, I mean, obviously there's many, like between high school in ISM, I was only there for 2 years, for 11 and 12. Mm-hmm. And then my bachelor was 3 years, so obviously from a 5-year period, it's obviously a lot of moments that you are reminiscent about. But from school, let me tell you one of each at least. So from school, it would definitely be lunch. Like I still remember my friends playing like football in lunch. I think that's one of the best moments, because that's something that you can't do after. You can always learn, and you can always keep the discipline that you have at school, and you can take it elsewhere. But those moments and those like tiny memories that you have with your friends, especially because you share so much time together during that period of your life, it's honestly like one of the best moments. Mm-hmm. And then in university, I would say, I don't know, maybe the process of doing my internship, because that's when I really realized. Because it was COVID, so I started my second semester of university. That's when COVID started, and it sort of like broke everything of my university experience.
Yeah.
So from there, essentially, I had to sit down and really see what I had to do with my life, because obviously you have an idea, or you want to get a job afterwards, right? But
mm-hmm.
you don't really know, coming from high school into college, sometimes what it takes to really get a good position at a good company. And during that time, during COVID, I really sat down and I was able to concentrate and see, all right, this is what I have to do. I sort of made my little plan. And I think maybe that would be it, doing my internship in university.
Wow, nice. Now, you kind of mentioned this already, but overall, how was your experience at ASM? And like, what did ASM give you?
I think my experience at ASM, I would say, is 10 out of 10. I think if you go to that school, you're really privileged. Like if you really think about it, there's so many people, I mean your age and my age,
yeah.
that don't have the opportunities to even for us to have this this talk. So just to give you a brief example, I just came back from the Philippines. I did a trip with actually friends from ASM. And it's insane how you can almost see the level of poverty or the level of opportunity to grow from people that is very limited. And just being in this position, even if you don't like school, even if you don't like the academics, even though, I don't know, you're in an uncomfortable situation, you can still make the best out of it. And you can always try to find that little light between all the difficult things that happen to you. And we're so privileged to think that our problems are, that they're going to catch my essay using ChatGPT instead of seeing, all right, I'm going to have to walk 30 miles to school today.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best thing about ASM, that you really have everything at your fingertips. You can really decide whichever college you want to attend, and you have the support of a really good community.
Mm-hmm. And so could you tell us why you went to the Philippines?
So I went to the Philippines because I wanted to do a trip with my friends. It was four of us. And I went to Singapore first, then I went to the Philippines, and then I went to Bali in Indonesia. And I mean, essentially we did this trip because once you start university and once you start working, you realize how much little time you have. and how difficult it's going to be to see your friends that you saw every single day. It's very difficult, and see this, those same friends at the same time. So in this opportunity, it was only four of us that went. Mm-hmm. And out of those four, I think only one of them studied with me at ASM. But yeah, it's just to show you how difficult it is afterwards, because you're going to get really busy. And the main reason I wanted to do this trip was because you then realize in life that there's others. You may have a really good orientation and a good ambition to go through academics or make money or whatever, but there's other sides of life that you realize, oh, if I should really pay more attention to that, because you're only going to be 21 once, you know? So yeah. Appreciating your age, doing these moments, it's very important, I think.
And for university, so you kind of went pretty far away. Have you seen your friends from school, like ASM and the other one, like a lot, or?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you say pretty far away, but it's only a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
Well, but, yeah, but like.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean. I was actually the first student from, I think, Miss Southworth that decided to go to Germany. And yeah, it was hard for me because, let's say out of my group of friends, we were 14. Half of them went to the U.S., and they all went to Boston and they studied together. Wow. The other half basically stayed in Madrid. And it was only one friend and I. The other friend went to the Netherlands, and I stayed in, and I went to Germany. And obviously it was a little difficult because they were sharing all their experience, college experience together. And then the friends from Madrid were always somewhat together. And it was difficult in the sense that you couldn't see them. But I made the decision of going elsewhere, not staying in Spain or not going to the U.S., first, because I analyzed, obviously, the cost of going to the U.S. I realized that in Germany, I can study for 700 euros per semester, which was great for me. And I could also work while I did that. So it was a pretty good benefit. And I also didn't want to be in a very comfortable position, because coming out of ASM, you're sort of in a bubble. And living and going through some hardships, like in Germany, you have the sun for like, I don't know, 5 hours. Not like Madrid where it's sunny the whole day. And I felt that I needed to go through some hardships when it came to that type of lifestyle, not be as depending on my mother or my community or my circle. And I wanted to take on a challenge. So it was hard. And I do see my friends, but it's like I told you before. You see them summer, maybe a week, maybe two, if you're lucky. And you don't see them all at the same time. Maybe in Christmas, if they all come back to Madrid, like in my group of friends' case, that's what we do. Like we try to meet when it's December, because that's when everybody comes back to their families and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it does get harder and harder as you progress. And even after college, once everybody's graduating to start working, that's even harder.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. And how was the process of adapting to college from the experience that you had in ASM?
So I think that's very different from everybody, right? Because I personally had lived in three other countries prior. Right? I was born in Venezuela, then I moved to the United States, and then from there I moved to Spain, and well, now it's gonna be my fourth country. So, I also have a German citizenship. So for me, when it came to like all the legal work, it was fairly simple, because that's something that you realize, oh, I need to open a bank account. Oh, I need to register my address. Yeah. These sort of things that you're thrown into the lions in some scenarios. Mm-hmm. But in my case, I was pretty prepared when it came to adaptability. But obviously you realize that you have to clean your room every day, because nobody else is going to do it for you. Your laundry has to be done by you. Nobody else is going to do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think it's a process that everybody should go through, just because it creates that sort of sense of responsibility. And you value so much when you go back home that there is actually good food when you go back home and you're not cooking by yourself, which can be dreadful sometimes. So yeah.
All right, so now it's time for a surprise question, which we always ask in the middle of interviews. Now, you can take your time. The surprise question is, do you feel older or younger than your age right now?
If I feel older or younger, I think it depends. And a lot of people get confused, especially in my case, because let's say when it comes to maturity, I'm pretty mature. I can say that I can sit at any table, let's put it that way, that if it's a table of 65-year-olds and they're talking about whatever, I can sit down and actually make conversation. So in that case, you would look at me mature. But if I'm playing with my little cousins that are 8-10 years old, I'm maybe more childish than them, and I probably do more dumb things than they do. So I think that's really the balance you should try to look for. Be able to sit at any table and try to share your experience and your perspective with anybody you encounter, whether that's a 10-year-old, whether that's a 65-year-old, somebody your age, because at the end of the day, you don't really know when it's, if you're your age, because I think that's a very subjective question, because there's millionaire kids at 21, but there's also kids that are on rehab centers at 21. So it's very hard to find the limit. And I think from my experience, the best way to know if you're your age is how well you have your values set. So how, if there's a decision to be made, you're being able to distinguish what's good and what's bad. That's what it comes down to, I think.
Yeah, I chose this question because I know you're kind of in the middle of becoming like a real like adult and living by yourself, and you're still in college. It's kind of like you're in between.
No, but I'm living by myself actually right now. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, like, I mean, since I graduated from my bachelor's, I had to find a place. I had to carry a washing machine 2 steps here in Germany because there's no elevators. So, I mean, I've gone through a lot of those details, and it's funny that you say it, because you are sort of that between stage of being an adult and being a kid. But that's when you have to really think about what does it mean to be an adult, what does it mean to be a kid. From what I've learned is that adults are really just kids with responsibility. Like, they make the same mistakes, they have the same thoughts, they have sort of the same plans, but at the same time, they just have more responsibilities and more things to lose, right? If you get drunk when you're a kid, you really have nothing to lose, but maybe your parents getting mad at you, right? But if you're 35 and you get drunk, maybe you spend the mortgage money, maybe you had a baby on the way and your wife was there, maybe you got in a car crash. So it just depends. Yeah, that's what I mean when I say your capacity to make good and bad decisions is what determines your maturity at every step of the way, really.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And you told us that you started college right before COVID. And so how did COVID impact your time in college?
I mean, I think out of all, obviously, all the bad that happened in the world, I think it benefited me because it was a time really nobody knew what was going on. Like, it was sort of like a doomsday scenario in the beginning. Like, people are saying, oh, why am I going to study? Like, what's going to happen, right? But I was able to just, like, focus a little bit more on myself. I obviously like to party a lot. So even from high school and from college, like, I would always be partying and stuff like that. Not in a bad way, but I would always try to, I don't know, make plans, you know? And COVID sort of, like, settled me down and steered me sort of in the right direction because I was able to see other things, all right, focus on, okay, think about things, you know, like, what do I want to do after college? What can I do after college with what I studied? What opportunities do I have in Germany in comparison to Spain, in comparison to the US? So all these questions come into your head, and the sooner that they come to you, the more prepared you will be. And in my case, it came pretty soon, and I'm grateful for that. I mean, I'm not grateful that it was a pandemic, but I'm grateful that I got that reflection time. Because, yeah, it led me on to who I am today, basically.
Nice. Now, you say you graduated and you're living alone now. But what's your job now and what are your future plans? Like, what job do you want to get to?
So, currently, I'm doing a master's degree. So, it's part-time master's degree and part-time a job. So, the job I'm doing is called product management. So basically, this is usually across tech companies is most well known as or best, let's say, more in demand. And a product manager basically is the person in between engineering and development and management. So you're the person in charge of the product. So let's say, for example, in Instagram, you would be the person in charge of the DMs, right? And your job in the DMs is to see what's going on. Are people using that product within Instagram? Like, is it well designed? Is it pleasing? Is it, how's the data? Are people texting more there or are they texting more elsewhere? How engaging is it on the app? So all those things, the product manager is in charge of improving and obviously getting the perspective from software engineering and also getting the perspective of the economic gain that the company can have.
Yeah, and yeah. In the future, would you like to have another job or would you like to stay doing this?
Yeah, in my personal opinion, the career that I've had, let me just pivot that. I started as a data analyst at EY, Ernst & Young. It's one of the big four accounting firms. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I moved to this job in product management. And then I realized that because at this age, you really just want to try things out. Like, it's fine if you don't have it figured out because, I mean, you're 21, 22 years old. Yeah. The idea is for you to sort of get your hands dirty and make mistakes. So you actually, when you're 25, 26-ish, you're already in your lane and you already know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this summer, I'm going to do another internship at it's a virtual reality company and they sell real estate with virtual reality. So you basically, I don't know, if there's a building being built in 2025, you can put on the goggles and sort of design your own apartment and stuff like that. And the commission that you use, or you're selling the apartment, so whatever commission you get, that's the business model basically.
Nice. What brand is it? Like, what company?
It's called Upix. Y-U-P-I-X.
I think I've heard of it. Nice.
So you can, you can Google it or you can look it up on Instagram.
It's pretty cool.
And what are your future plans in terms of life, personal life?
That's good. That's a good question. I mean, I always try to make 3-year plans. So when COVID happened, I was 18 years old. So that's when I decided, right, the most logical thing is to make a 3-year plan of what I'm going to be when I'm 21. And that 3-year plan, I realized that, all right, I want to get into the data world, more tech side. I want to do a master's degree because I realized if you do a master's degree in Germany, you have more economic benefits. And basically, it's almost free to study here. And while you study, you get to work. So that's another opportunity that you have to build both your academics and build both your professional experience. So that's what I built my plan on. And then I said from there, I have a pretty good background in engineering and data science, two pretty on-demand careers. So even though maybe I don't fall in love with them, I'm pretty set to get a job basically. Or even if the economy is doing bad, I can find a job pretty easily because I have a pretty competitive CV. And also doing it in Germany gives me that sort of like bonus point and stuff like that. So that's the first plan I made. And now for this second 3-year plan, let's call it, I want to work into this company that I'm telling you that I'm going to do my internship there. And that's in Miami. And I realized that there's many goals that you have in life after you're 21, right? So you may have your academic goals, you may have your financial goals, but there's also things like spirituality, your health, like mental and physical. There's also your friendships and relationships. So I realized that Germany is a pretty good place, but I don't really like the weather, for example. So I rather go to Miami, where this company is based, and maybe live there for a couple of years and see where it goes, right? So I'm just trying to, all right, I make a lot of progress when it comes to academics. Like, I think having a master's degree sets you pretty much at the 1% of people in the world for having academic, maybe even like 0.5%. So that's already a lot of progress, I would say. And then maybe grow my financials, but it's more than my financials, just grow my knowledge, because grow all the other things that like health, spirituality, and all those things, and then the financial will come by itself. Because if you're focused on every single aspect of improving yourself, I think it's just natural for what you set for yourself to come. So yeah.
Nice.
I would probably just, to sum it up, it would be do this internship in Miami, graduate my master's because I graduated in 24, and then go back to Miami and work in that same company.
Nice. Good luck with Miami and that company.
Thank you.
But overall, to end it off, what advice would you give us seniors about college and how you did it?
And life.
Okay, so don't be afraid to make mistakes. Like, I think that's one of the... literally most cliche but most true things at the same time, because there is so much anxiety and sort of stress when it comes to applying to a university. You thinking that it's literally the end of the world if you don't get the university or the career that you want to go into or the job that you want. And that's true to a certain point, right? Because if you're set up well from university, then that will lead you to a good job, and that job will lead you on a good path, mm-hmm. right? But I'll give you two good examples of my friends from ASM. One of them, he studied in Boston, and then he got a position in investment banking. And if you don't know, listening or something, if you don't know, investment banking is probably one of the most like well-paid careers after college. Like, you're making around 100, 120K a year. So he was working there in New York. He worked there for the summer, and then he realized he didn't like it. Like, and he'd been like, for you to get an investment banking job, you need to be like recruiting and contacting people and networking for at least 2 years. And he did that. He did the mm-hmm. whole work. He got to his sort of like desired goal in his head, and then he realized that it's not what he wanted, you know? So that's going to happen mm-hmm. to you one way or another, whether it's the university you go to, the country you go to, the job you get, your if you're in a relationship. Like, those things will happen to you because you're figuring things out. And part of making mistakes is just a way to get yourself in the right lane faster, right? And I think that's really the goal. How can I put myself in the best position for me as fast as possible? And that's the only way you can do that is by making mistakes. So yeah, now my friend, he moved back to Spain, and then he's doing what he loves. So you tell me what's a better outlook, having the best job possible or doing what makes you happy.
Wow, that was perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's all for today. Thank you.